Hi, this is Ruiko, and while I'm listening to Foul Monkeys, I enjoy having a glass of wine and eating fine cheeses by my fireplace. And now, you're listening to a brand new episode with your sexy hosts, Ricky and Gina. Let's get foul.
So we're recording?
Yes.
Okay. Ricky's a big retard. Ricky's a big retard.
We're just having such technical difficulties with everything.
We're gonna be lucky if we have the show on tonight.
I know, right? Shit. And it's what, like 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a late one.
It's gonna be an all-nighter, Giant.
I know, right? Jesus.
Now that you're used to it, you're at 2,000 million emails now.
I know, this is gonna be a short one. This is gonna be a short editing. Like, stick
just
your deck.
Stick that shit up.
What the worst, the longest part's gonna be the actual exporting it or getting it out, rendering it. That's gonna be the worst part of it.
Ooh, rendering. Yeah, big word.
We're gonna render. Return, re-render.
So, remember the last show when we said we recorded two shows at one time? Well, Gina recorded the first one and everything was go lucky. Yeah, the one that Ricky recorded sucks. It's only a one-sided conversation,
yeah.
And it's all about me.
That's right. Yeah, one-sided. I haven't actually got the privilege of listening to it, but it doesn't surprise me with these fucking computers.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I didn't know I was supposed to use a coaster.
I didn't even really think about it.
Well, yes, you did, because...
Well, I mean, I just looked over there. I was like, oh, okay.
China's like, you're fucking up my shit, bitch.
Like, what? That thing right there ain't fucked up already?
So, I'm looking at the DVD
yes.
that Mike made us.
I know, isn't it
it's
awesome?
So cute.
Isn't
it brought a tear to my eye, actually.
Oh, yeah, by the way, if you don't know it, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. Oh, my God, that's a surprise.
Oh, this is Ricky.
This is China. How are you?
Now, I'm looking at the... I'm just looking. I'm not being, like, picky or
right,
anything.
Right, yes.
But
please don't do that. You hurt his feelings.
No. He hurt my feelings the other day on my live journal. I
Ooh.
Have a right.
Ooh.
What the fuck is that?
The lady upstairs is mowing her lawn.
Oh, shit. I sort of got up. I thought that was a ghost. I was like, fuck.
I know. It's like, oh.
It's like with those dead people.
I know, right?
Shit.
Speaking of dead people, did you hear that Haley Joel Osment from I See Dead People got arrested?
For drunk driving?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go Haley.
How old is he?
They say he's an adult.
Drew Barrymore syndrome. He saw dead people because he was on LSD.
That's
when
right.
He was doing that movie.
He wasn't acting people.
So,
Well, we got the explanation right about this. Not was actually was not meant to be a DVD.
Uh-huh.
It's just all the shows. The 25 wouldn't fit on a CDR, so he had.
Well, I know
a
that
DVD.
Because I've tried to do that.
Yeah,
and it don't work.
It don't work.
It doesn't work.
It's too big.
And when we say too big, we really mean too big because
Wait,
we never say anything's too big.
That's right. There's nothing too big.
Vagina.
Fire extinguisher, fire extinguisher.
So anyway, the recording.
What are you going to say?
Oh, I was just wondering, because see, it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 like this, but then the episodes aren't in order right here. I'm not being picky, I'm just saying.
I think it was one of those where you get some kind of the computer.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, where's the pilot episode? Which number is that?
I think it's that one. Because there's two. And then... Okay, this is the order of the DVD, just to let you guys know. Number one, I think, is the pilot. No. Was the pilot named FME episode? I don't think it was it?
I don't think so. It was just called the pilot.
So it goes 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18A, 19A, because those are the two I fucked up.
That's the ones where we experimented.
Oh, there's a 21A too.
Yeah, because
That's the one where we experimented and was like.
Yeah, we were like trying to. And then there was a one that was.
And the foul monkey song sounded okay. But then when I came on, I was like, this is like I was out of batteries.
But
you smell that?
Yeah,
it's good.
It was good. So yeah, we experimented and tried to like.
I'm not being picky. I'm just asking.
We tried to like lower our size of our file so that we could get more on the server because you know we're like that. We want to give you more.
But we want to give you all that we can.
It sounded great on iTunes.
Yeah, it was fine. But not
on the website.
On the website.
Or
it sounded like, Gina, remember that time that you did that whole 8-ball and then you tried to talk?
All right. And then we did 12 shows that night in 1 hour because whenever you slowed it down, it was normal.
Oh shit, that was funny. But anyway, the last episode, no, we can't hear what Gina said. So all you hear me is laughing and then sound like a retard. So we might put it up as a joke. We could tell. Oh, idea after the show.
Okay.
Oh, give me a pen and piece of paper. I'll write it down. We haven't done that in a long time.
What,
wrote something down for the show?
Oh my god.
Look.
Oh shit. Oh shit, what was that one?
Oh shit. Oh shit, oh shit.
Oh shit, oh shit.
Oh, you know what we need to do? We need to do a. You sure you don't have no ghosts?
No, it's the skinny fat lady
it's
upstairs.
Scared. We need to do a post P.O. Box song. So when we get something, we can, like, pray it. Not pray it, but play it.
We can play it? Well...
You don't like that idea?
Well, I like that idea, but it'd never get played.
Well, we could have played it this last time.
Yeah, true, yeah. It would have been our first and only time.
That's what
You're not bitter.
That's what they all say to me.
I know.
When they leave my bed.
That's right. It's like, can I just stick the head in? I guess that's a good segue to bring the two bitches in, huh? Okay.
So, what was that?
That was one of our messages. I'm trying to find the one that it's... We actually got a...
a question.
Question for those two cunts. That's it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, keep going.
Well, shall we bring those two whores in so they can hear it? Or do we want to hear it?
That would probably that they hear it.
Yeah.
Are they in the back room?
They're probably in there.
Are they finger banging?
Probably. They're probably finger banging or licking each other. You know how them two whores are.
They're like dogs.
I know. They always got their nose up each other's ass. I know. They're fucking sluts.
What is that stuff that people do instead of methadone? Is that what they do instead of methamphetamines? Or is that the stuff they do instead of heroin?
Yeah. Yeah, methadone or whatever that stuff is. I think it's methadone is what they use to bring heroin junkies down.
You're doing a good job.
I know.
Still skinny as shit, but we're working on it.
Always gotta make somebody laugh with a mouthful.
I thought I heard Ariel, like, talking about how you need to stop wearing her clothes.
Well, she can just kiss my ass a fucking cunt. Excuse me, bitch!
Ooh.
Hi. What's up, fucker?
Where's Tina?
She's in there cleaning up.
Okay, well, maybe I'll go get her, though.
Okay, gone. You ain't left yet?
Okay, I'm good. Shit, okay.
Jesus Christ, I ain't got all fucking day.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, I gotta get my message first.
Mm. Like I got all day.
Uh-oh.
Mm. All right. By the way, this is Arrow.
Let me go get Tina.
Okay. Hurry up. I ain't got all day. I get paid by the hour, bitch.
Hi, girl.
So. Mm-hmm.
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 Harold.
I'm so glad you're here.
I forgot how to talk there for a second.
Oh my god.
I'm like,
so glad you're here. You know, those two assholes just left.
Oh my god.
What a fucking bitch.
Their ass stinks.
Jeez.
Oh, their ass stinks so bad.
Why do we, like, totally live with them two whores?
Remember when my mom and dad got to set the lighthouse ministries?
Oh, fucking bitches.
I mean, we kind of had a choice. We were sucking tailpipes to get high.
I know. The days. Oh my god, I'm just like, let's go back to them days.
Back to when we were so high that we didn't even know.
Yeah,
anything.
We were like giving $2 hand jobs.
Hand
we had
job.
So much money.
Blow jobs.
God, you were cheap.
You were pushing my head down.
Well, you know, you needed help. Because you're like totally know how whenever you suck them fumes and it gives you really lightheaded, so you were like delusional.
Except for that one time you were like pushing me down on dad's dick.
I know, I was kind of delusional that night because I thought it was Fred. You know,
Fred.
Our brother, Fred.
Fred.
Yeah, Fred. You know,
the one that's like brother. A total prostitute now.
Yeah, yeah.
What a whore.
I know, God. And he just does it so cheap. He's a 50 cent whore.
Not 50, 30.
Oh, excuse me, 50 cent. Him with his titanium plate.
And his hair move.
Oh, God, you're... I think he went to Google to get his hair.
Eddie told me earlier that someone caught us.
Oh my god, yeah, I heard it was like totally that fag, you know, that we're like totally want to
the
be
the one
with.
That I totally wanted?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Was that like, Rui Cup?
Oh no, it's like totally like gays
like,
okay.
Gays okay.
Yeah.
He's still hot.
He is like hot, but you know what? You know,
he's still hot, and you know why?
He doesn't do fish.
He might be gay, but you know what?
What?
He's still uncut, so that's equals hot.
Do you think maybe he like let you like lick his
scissors
ass?
Scissors with the nine through it in the circle.
Yeah.
Plus gay's okay equals hot.
Yeah. And like I wonder if he'd like totally let you like lick his ass if you had a strap on. Do you think that would
probably.
Work?
Probably.
Ooh, let's ask him.
It worked with Rui Cup.
I know.
Oh.
He was such a whore.
Whoops.
He was excited too. He was like a puppy, you know, running around with it put in the carpet.
I know, right?
So
and
like
then he was like then he got his whole frat fraternity people.
Yeah.
So like, fuck me.
Oh my god.
You were missed it. Where were you?
I was in the
where
other
room. Where were you?
I was
you
in
were
the,
not taking care of me.
I was like in the other room taking care of them. You know
were
me.
Were you like the fluffer?
Yeah, totally. Well, how do you
they
think
said
all
they had some hot lips in there.
How do you think all those hard cocks kept coming out of that room?
Oh my
somebody
god.
Had
they
to do
came
it.
Came
all
right.
I know. All over your face.
My ass.
Yeah, that too.
Anyway,
your chest.
Let's listen to our message.
Oh my god, let's listen to this fag.
Oh my god.
Hey Tina, Hi. Hey Ariel, this is Gage OK. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Hey girls, I got a question for you. When you're going to let a guy do you in the ass, do you prepare yourself?
No, I just kind of just bend her and say, stick it in.
Because.
Or is it something that's spontaneous? The reason I ask is, you know, if you prep up, because, you know, with gay men, when they're going to go on a date, at least some that are clean or have good personal hygiene want to make sure they clean back there for before if there's going to be any anyone going in and out later. So I was wondering if you girls prep yourselves up or if you just go with the flow and... You know,
oh my
let
God.
The guy get surprised,
I'm doing
it,
I'm
or what is it? That's my question, basically. You guys clean your assholes before you get fucked. If you do, what do you use? What do you recommend?
A little twink to lick my asshole first.
I hope to hear your answer soon. Talk to you two later. Love ya.
Aww.
Bye.
He said love you. Love you, Tina. He said love you,
like,
Tina.
No, he didn't. He just said love you guys. Gosh. Do you like need to hear that again?
No.
Okay.
So I don't know who lets other guys fuck them in the ass besides fags.
Yeah, well you do.
Except for that one time that you had that dildo.
Oh, that monster cock.
That monster kid.
That thing was huge. It was huge, I said. It was ginormous, but you took it like a champ.
Does everyone need to know that?
There's only like 2 or 3 people who listen to this. So, so not too many people are going to find out.
Anyway, I totally let the guys have a big surprise because it usually looks like a Baby Ruth candy bar down there.
Oh my god, do they like eat it?
Yeah, but cool. You eat this nougat? Hey!
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
And then I totally licked their Hershey cock.
Oh my god, that is just like so awesome.
It's
nothing
like that
like
one time.
A chocolate covered cock.
Yeah. Remember when Rui Cub was chewing on his ditto fingers?
Yeah.
Was that Rui Cub that we had that conversation with? Do you remember?
Oh my god.
Or was that Ricky and China talking to Rui Cub?
Oh my god.
I listen to the shows and I just like.
Tune them out. I just tune them out.
Yeah, because it's all about S.
Yes, because it's like, you know, I listen to it. I listen to it, and it's just like all I hear is blah 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 blah. Oh, of course, until we're like totally on there, and then it's just like it's about time. It's about time.
So
we know who the real talent is. Oh my god.
Oh my. You know what? We totally need a TNA song.
I know.
Do you think one of the listeners could make that for us?
Possibly.
They should. Maybe they can sit it in our post office bags.
I know. So, you know, you need to work, people.
Yeah. Do your shit, because Gina, her fingers are, like, down to the wrist, like, burnt down. She's been typing so much.
I know, she's, like,
and it's really fucking irritating, because Ariel can't fucking sleep.
I know.
And then she calls me, bitches me out.
All I hear is tick, 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 because the bitch cannot, like, do it while I'm, you know, up in the during the daytime. No, she has to wait till I go to sleep. And then she's like,
and then the skinny fat lady upstairs.
Oh my god, Miss Two-Ton Terry. She's as skinny as Gina, but when she walks, you would think she weighs a ton.
A what?
A ton. Or like a total of ton.
What's a ton?
You know, like 2,000 pounds? A ton.
That's 4,000.
No, it's 2,000. 2,000 is a ton.
It's a ton.
It's a ton.
So, do we answer the question?
I think we say
anything else?
No, I'm over this.
So,
bye.
Can everyone...
Damn.
I'm not finished yet, Ariel.
Well,
anyway,
I'm sorry, but I think she just fucking left.
Yeah,
fucking bitch.
I know. God. Anyway, come and ask us some questions.
Please.
I'm totally, like, turned on. My nipples are fucking hard.
Please, people, please call in and give us a message so that, you know... Oh, come on.
I'm talking, bitch!
Shouldn't you go see what Ariel's
doing? I'm not done yet!
Oh my god, Jesus.
What the fuck, Eddie? What were you doing that to Tina for?
I'll just come here because that stupid bitch Ariel just... You know how... Those two sluts
Ariel's
people are a
crazy.
Bitch. I hate
so,
them.
So,
God.
You know, we had a request.
She is, I'm sorry, but Ariel's gone.
Ariel's gone?
I'm kicking
she's
her
off
out.
The show?
No, she's not off the show. I'm kicking her out of the house.
You can't do that. Because she's going to want to come to my house.
Well, oh, sorry about your
life. And I had to ship my dog off for 2 weeks because I'm working 699,000 hours.
And
bitch, I was at work at 6:30 this morning. Didn't get off till 7.
How many times you have to change your sheets because Tina has these men's over while you're at work?
She does.
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought that was my blood stains from my dog's coot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Awkward.
Yeah.
So anyway, didn't we have a request not to say, so how long have we been recording?
No, they wanted us to do that, which I think is a really good idea. I like
well,
that.
Well, you know who
oh
does that,
God.
Though? We could do that, but you totally know who does that, though.
Who?
The little fatty cast.
Really?
They have that, well, they have just music, though. So
really?
If we do a porn scene,
mm-hmm.
maybe
we'd have
do
to
our
do
our own porn scene. Not
oh,
together,
okay, I see what,
but,
oh, okay, I see what you're saying about put it. Yeah,
like
so
at 25 minutes.
So
at 25 minutes, it's like.
That would be cool. We could figure out how to do it.
Oh. Her. Oh, shit.
Was that out
Damn.
Loud? Did
Can
it
we
hurt?
Cut that out?
No.
So, anyway, we're going to have a. Are we doing a special guest now?
I would say so.
Can we turn this on?
Sure. Just what go to all. See the right one that says
right
mode? Yeah, mode A. Just turn it down.
Not Monet. Monet Sade.
Monet Sade.
Oh.
Hello.
What? Hello. What was
that? Okay, stop it. Stop.
I wonder if they can hear that.
I don't know. Did you hear it?
Did you hear it? Oh, God. What is that bitch at before we call Angel?
You want to know what the whore's at? Oh, do we really want to know?
Or
we're
going to get
totally pissed.
I have to know. I think I cut these out at my work. Where are you?
Yes, I went to your job and like took them from people.
So how is hell lately?
Oh, same old shizit. Oh, look at that
that's
angel.
Hot. If anybody that. Hasn't been to our website, you need totally to go. See Angel, Michelangelo, Peter, Paul, Mary.
Right. Now, don't be mistaken with what you're fixing to hear.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, we can play that. And they
What's
can hear
that?
It.
What?
They can hear it.
What? Farty?
Farty ass girl. They'll be able to hear it, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they will or not.
Oh, go down. They should be able to, if we play it, they should be able to hear it, right?
I'm not sure.
Ready?
Right.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
And again. 9:34.
We're fixing to make it 9:35.
Here we go.
Hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
That was a long one.
That was a long... You hear it? I love her. Okay, she's at 9:35, you fucking bitch.
9:36.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
to us.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, how's it going?
Hi, Angel. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
And
what are you up to?
And this is...
Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
So, we've been talking about you on our show, like, forever, and then people think we're crazy because they don't think you're real.
Oh, well, so, here I am, flesh and blood. Oh, all right, now, China, keep it down, all right?
I wasn't the only one that went,
I don't think you have to worry about China.
Oh.
So
how you guys doing, Ricky?
We're doing good. Glad to have you on the show, finally.
Yeah. Too bad it has to be over the phone. I would have really liked to have been in there to actually be on physically.
He wants to be in there.
Yeah. All the way
all
up in
there.
There.
You want to be all up in it?
Uh-huh. Stop.
Why didn't
Ricky
you
know what's going on?
Huh?
Excuse me?
What'd you say?
Oh, I was just asking you what y'all were up to today.
Well, we just got rid of the two whores, Tina and Ariel. God, those fucking bitches. God.
I bet he would like Tina.
Probably.
Yeah.
A little bit of TNA. Well, you know, all straight men love TNA.
Should we announce that he's a straight guy?
I think we just did.
Oh.
Am I the first straight male to be on the show? Oh, no. I'm sorry. I've forgotten about a few others. No, there's, what's his,
Who?
I'm trying to think of his name.
Show. Ryan.
Oh, that's right. And,
Ryan,
and Garrett.
Garrett. The straight guy.
Straight guy in air quotes.
Yeah. He's so...
Actually, I don't know about him.
It's...
So how's the show going so far?
It's going. We, hour and 50... Oh, that's a minute. Well, the reason that we're recording tonight and not on Thursday, well, we're going to be recording tomorrow again, I'm sure. But I fucked up the last recording. So, and we post on Wednesday nights, so we had to get a show up for tonight. So our listeners better be happy for us. I mean,
and
they better respect us.
Yeah, and since you called earlier, I just had this brainstorm. I'm like, well, shit, might as well have him on the show. Shut up. He ain't doing anything. He's got a Brokeback Mountain. Yes.
Excuse me?
You have a Brokeback Mountain, right?
Do I have a Brokeback Mountain or have I seen Brokeback Mountain?
Didn't you say you hurt your back?
He has
hurt my back.
He has a
doctor's orders,
spine.
I am not to work.
He has a Brokeback spine.
Yes. A Brokeback spine.
Have you seen the movie?
I actually did. I saw it over at a friend's house. They had a, can we say bootleg?
Sure.
Yeah.
They had a bootleg copy of it, and I was sitting there watching it, and it's kind of funny, man. Although, the review is a little wrong on there. They said, gay cowboys, those are sheep herders. they're technically not cowboys.
So, you know the part where, like, they're in the tent, and they, like, first get it on?
That was a very rough violence.
Well, that's what I was going to ask him. Do you don't think that straight guys just bam in there, do you? I mean, gay guys.
I don't know. The first time that they seemed to have done, I'm trying to remember if it was the first one or not. The first time that I actually see them in the tent like that, I thought they're like had realized that there was an attraction between the two of them, and I might be wrong though. Like I said, I've only watched it once. The attraction definitely. I don't know, man. I really can't comment on that. I'll have to watch it again. I really wasn't in the right state of mind.
Because you're probably thinking about some chick.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I wish it was a chicken. Oh, you mean like that?
Hmm?
Oh, okay, now I remember. Oh.
It's kind of rough, wasn't
it? I really don't. No, I don't think so. Especially if being Hollywood. If we would have been, you know, if it would have been like a low budget porno, maybe.
But nobody just spits on it and sticks it in.
I know, right?
That doesn't happen.
You have to ease that shit in.
He doesn't know anything about that.
I know. I was just
maybe his girlfriend does.
Well, you know, that's the kind of funny thing is that straight men don't realize that just because your ass is a very sexually sensitive part of your body, and it's like, of course, the number one thing to associate that is if you even have an interest of getting your ass played is you're a fag or you have gay tendencies, but it's natural.
It's natural.
That's right.
I will agree with you. You know, not experimenting. If you're not the type of person to experiment and try things, and yeah, of course you're gonna label things as soon as you hear them. Oh, that's gay. Oh, that's straight. Oh, that's gay. But yeah, I have experimented in the. I mean, not in the homosexual arena. I'm definitely
glad you verified that for us.
I'm definitely sure that I'm not gay, but I have had my ass fondled and messed with in several manners, and I find it quite arousing.
It is.
I mean, oh my God, I'm aroused.
Yes, and I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. Being a straight man, the first time after it happens, you do feel like you done did something gay.
Right, you do feel kind of violated. But I bet it was
it's just on your mind. Man, that was pretty gay.
But I bet that it was probably one of the best cum shots you ever had, wasn't it?
I do. I agree with you there. That is, if you are having your anus manipulated, or not anus, well, I guess you could say that. If you haven't manipulated while you reach climax orgasm, yes, it is. It's a lot better. It's I'll put it right up there with what's the technical term for
ecstasy?
Asphyxiation when you hold your breath.
Oh,
or you're
okay.
Having
yeah,
your,
that's supposed to yeah. be fucking like one of the best orgasms there is.
Yeah, but most of the time you end up dead.
I know, right? You forget. Oh, it feels so good.
I think those self attempts.
Yeah, you should have somebody to slap you.
I haven't tried the belt buckle over the bathroom door yet. No, I haven't tried that.
Me either. But we would like to refer to as the asshole as the rosebud.
Rosebud.
I'm just kidding.
The unbloomed rosebud.
That's right. Unless there's a hemorrhoid coming out, and that's just fucking gross.
Yes. A flowering bud.
So have you listened to any of our shows?
Excuse me?
Have you listened to any of our shows?
Oh, yes. I haven't had a chance to listen to the last couple of ones. I recently picked up a virus, as Gina knows. I do enjoy several of them. You had, who was it? I had talked to Gina about it on the side. A guy came on and did an impersonation of a movie star.
Oh, Ryan.
It had to do with the whole
thing with Mexicans being in the United States illegally and everything. It's hilarious, man. It's hilarious. I do enjoy comedy, man, and I am an open-minded person to any style of comedy, and it was hilarious.
I don't know what you're talking about, being open-minded. I mean, a straight guy coming onto our show saying he likes his ass to be played with, that's not open-minded.
I mean, this is like the most open-minded straight person that I've ever met, and it's just like, it's too bad that a lot of other straight people didn't have your same outlook.
Yeah, man, it is raising because, you know, as Jenna knows from before, I'm a Mexican, and my father's Mexican, and I was raised
Can I ask a question?
I totally forgot to tell him.
Andy's Catholic. I'm Catholic, so, I was raised to believe that was all wrong, and you know, for a good part of my youth, it was, and it wasn't until later on when I began to actually meet people of different, not only sexual orientations, but races. I realized that there doesn't need to be that separation. People can get along. People can understand each other. If you don't like it, don't bring it into your bed.
That's right. Well, I just have to tell you something. You just had your first gay experience because you just made Ricky come.
Oh, God.
He's like, you're Mexican.
He loves his Latino men.
But what I even love most about it depends on the answer that I get from this one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's like,
so are you cut or uncut?
I'm cut.
Oh.
I was born in the United States. I've been cut.
I know some Mexicans that were born in the United States that aren't cut.
I talked about that one time with somebody else, and they brought up the fact that at certain points in time, like in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, they didn't even ask. They just did it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they didn't ask me. Not me either. I was born in 77. They didn't ask me.
They didn't ask me, shit.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to see the birth video to that. So would you like to have your foreskin, or would you like us to remove it?
Give me
I saw a video of them circumcising a boy. Oh, it's horrible. They cry so hard.
I know they
feel pain.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, to find out that the practice has been around for so long, I mean, I could only imagine what some of the more primitive tools were.
Yeah, they used to just bite the skin off.
When I was watching Oprah, that's my job.
Just pull it off.
Bring Ricky
in. What if it was left to your mother to do that?
Your first blowjob would be from your mom.
I really don't think that a woman should have a choice in that, though, to be honest with you. They don't know what it's like. I think if it was left up to the father.
I think that's
kind of being sexist at the same time, and I hate to be labeled a sexist. It's just, you know, you don't go to a doctor to ask about car parts, so, you know.
Well, the thing is that they should actually wait until the child is 18 so they can make their own decision. And the parents should be responsible enough to teach the kid how to keep themselves clean.
Yeah, keep the cheese down.
Ooh.
You know, and I don't know if you guys are Bullshit fans. There was an episode on Bullshit, Penn & Teller's Bullshit, that talked about that. And they actually did a part two to that where some men that had been circumcised and later on in life decided that they wanted it back, they have these tools. They have tools that you can apply and wear for, I think it's like 2 or 3 hours a day, and it will give you back your foreskin.
I'm okay with what I have now. So.
I know.
I don't really have enough to have more skin add to it, because then it would just look like a big, like, pussy lip or something.
An Audi pussy lip.
And what's that statement? A 7-inch clit? There you go.
7 inches? I wish.
You mean like Miss China the wrestler? Not to be confused with Gina comedian? Did you get knocked out?
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
No, it's like not at all.
Uh-oh. Did you lose?
Is the batteries out?
I don't know. Let me see.
Hello?
Yeah.
The batteries are out? God damn it.
Did you turn it on or off? Okay.
No, I don't. No, keep recording. It's okay. I'll just pretend like I can't hear anything.
We're having technical difficulties.
How do I get it out, John?
How do you pull it out?
Can you show me how to pull it out?
Sure. You have to do it, you know, one by one. Just pull it.
One by one. Just pull. Ooh.
And the one is a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Because you have to get up underneath it.
Sit on it a little bit.
That's right. Make it go in real quick and easy.
Oh, that's. Oh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, just slide.
Oh,
right
fuck.
Shit. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Okay.
Is it working?
Hey.
All right. Let me get this.
Be back.
Almost. Dun, dun, dun. We always have technical difficulties on every fucking show.
Okay, yeah, those are the pleasures of podcasting.
That's right, of being broadcast journalist.
We've had a lot of complaints lately.
About what?
About how our show's just not going right.
Like how?
Just like, you know, because we don't have enough. Like somebody said, well, you guys need to have a subject and talk about the subject. I was like, we tried that, and we get on one subject,
and we go off,
and we go on it for about 2.5 seconds, and then we go to the next one because we have ADD. We're sorry. Shit.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not so much about being specific, you know, like you know, letting everyone know that this show is going to be strictly about this or that. But I think maybe a basis, like a guideline, like we're gonna start off with this and see where it goes.
Yeah,
that
click.
That to me would be a good start. But yeah, I don't see these. You know, if they want to watch something like that, then there's Jerry Springer and plenty of other shows.
Well, you know,
exactly.
We tried to have that and we couldn't. Look who it is. Gay's okay.
Oh my God.
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, yep. We're in the middle of recording. You're on the show. Well, you're not on the show, but they know that I'm talking to you.
Me?
All right, I'll call you back later. All right, bye. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, hold on for a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Now say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it, bitch.
Hey, this is Gabe. Okay.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
I'll talk to you later.
Later.
Bye. That's random, huh?
Wow, jeez.
So, I'm suffering from my ADD right now.
Yes. We were talking about not having subjects to talk about. Which, I mean, and sometimes...
But we tried that.
Yeah, sometimes it's better just to do it, you know, just on the whim because, you know, instead of being canned.
Do you think we talk about the same thing all the time, though?
I don't think so. I mean, we bitch about the downloads and stuff and Miss Farty Ass. That's a subject
Fag.
That we, you know... Yeah, Miss Fag.
Has he seen Fag?
Have you seen Farty Ass Girl on the website?
Not yet.
You need to go and check her out.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
I think you'll dig her.
Yeah. She's like the shit.
So how old are you, Angel?
I am 26 until next month.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm getting up there.
Up there. No one's up there except for Gina.
Whatever.
So how did you guys used to work together, right?
Yeah, yes, but we've known each other way before then. We met through I don't know. How would you like to classify her as, man? Mentally distraught woman?
Yes.
Is this one of your ex-wives?
No. Oh. No, this is my alter ego, Eddie. His ex-neighbor.
Shit.
Yeah, he... Angel used to go over there and, I guess, hang out with the daughter, right? Or, no, actually with both of them.
Or yeah, did the you daughter, start... the son...
The son...
They were, yeah, I had met them through some very odd people, too. I'm just known for that. I'm a magnet for
weird,
strange
people.
And unusual people.
Yes.
I'm crazy. My name's Ricky.
So yeah.
Yeah, we're. What would you say, Gina? 6-7 years we've known each other.
I would
maybe
say
a little
at
bit
least.
Longer?
I would say at least that. It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
But yeah, but we did work the. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, we did work together for a furniture company here for, what, about a year and a half?
Yeah, something like that.
About a year and a half. I'd been there for a while, and Gina was looking for some employment, and so I decided to torture him and hook him up with a job there. And
yes.
He stuck around for a little while, and I'm still there.
do you build things with your wood?
He repairs wood.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you repair wood.
I'm a wood repairer.
That's right. He's a wood manipulator. Nice. He manipulates wood.
How exactly do you manipulate wood?
Well, you have to be gentle, first of all, and be careful for splinters.
So, are you repairing Pinocchio, or what?
In reality, no joke. Basically, it's just like we strip the furniture there, and they have people that are called quality, which is a very loose term. That is a very loose yes. name, loose term, however you want to put it. But they inspect it.
I used to be a QA person. I don't think that's funny.
Well, I hope you performed a much better job than these women do.
Oh, he was a very good. He performed on everybody.
Oh, I perform on everyone.
Yes, he's such a whore.
I even performed on Gina.
Oh my god! And it has been a while since we've
spoken. You heard it there first.
Excuse me.
You know, they ought to have, like, a Fear Factor podcast thing and have people who are on podcasts do a Fear Factor show. Wouldn't that
yeah,
be
I don't
awesome?
Eat gross shit, though.
Just suck cock.
How but gross? It's clean.
Not always.
I'll
and
handle.
It doesn't have maggots coming out of it. And I know that shit is
weird. I can handle eating the weird stuff, man. I have a little bit of an issue with the heights, though. So you guys handle the stunts, and I'll do all the eating stuff. I have no problem eating some cow brain. Covered in maggots, cockroach cider.
Whoa. How about a deer dick? Or as they like to
you know,
put
I've heard that deer penis is good for allergies.
That's when it's cooked, though. You guys, do you have deer down here?
Here in Florida?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, they look like dogs or something?
No.
Are they little?
No, deers are big.
Yeah, actually... seriously, the deers here in Florida are actually a hunter once told me that they're doing like some kind of scientific research on them because they're not living as long as the rest of the deer in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got to so be
because the ones
weather.
In Virginia, they're like as tall as horses. Damn. I mean, it's like they're huge.
So they stick them in the deer nursing home.
You're so retarded, John.
Oh, God. I can't help it. I'm on leave from the mental ward.
And you got a broken spine.
So, Ricky and Jenna had a few whores on their show. What'd they have to say?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
They're such bitches.
They were upset.
Yeah. Because they started doing a segment called TNA time. It's where people can either ride in or... call in on the hotline and ask them questions, you know, whatever the hell they want. So we actually had somebody do that, and they were just, like, bothered with the fact that they actually had to come on and do it.
All right. Because they were finger-binging each other
exactly.
out in the back.
And tonguing each other.
They're wow. sisters. They're twins.
Yeah.
They're the panty-pudding twins.
They're the what?
The panty-pudding twins. Yeah.
The nasty panty-pudding twins. They're gross.
No, they are identical, or are they fraternal?
We never asked.
Well, I mean, do they? I mean, are they actual twins, or
well, we don't even
are
look
we
at
just
them
talking
really.
Like nerds?
Yeah, they just one lives with each of us. We don't know why. I guess
we picked them up from Lighthouse Ministries. Yeah,
I guess it's our give back to the community. Neither one work.
No.
And as Ricky just found out, his roommate Tina has men over while he's at work. That he didn't know about until now.
Now, is there a rule that prohibits that?
Well,
or is it just that she's supposed to share?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I don't think I'd really be interested in the men she's bringing home because usually they only have like one arm or something.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just, yeah, it's not my thing.
They're really skanky.
I'm really into four limbs.
Not four legs, four limbs.
Or three legs. Yeah. Limbs. Because it's up a third leg. I'm there, baby.
You said her name is Tina?
Tina.
Tina. I grew up with, what was her name? I want to say, like, either Misty or Christy. This was, like, really long ago when I was really young. And she had a thing for paraplegics.
Ooh, really?
Stumpies.
Oh, that's...
Like every...
That guy would...
Every...
Go ahead.
Excuse me? Go ahead. I was saying, every boyfriend she ever had, man, and I mean, this is like, you could see it, or there was pictures, every one of them, paraplegic. Sorry about that.
Wow.
So would that be the guy, that Nostradamus guy, that...
Oh, yeah, the one that... Hi, how are you? How are you? I think so, yeah.
That's weird.
Oh.
Well, we were talking, the last show, or maybe it was the second show, where we were talking about how people were dressing up, or people go to these conventions, and they have a master, and they're the dog. And they, like, wear collars, right. And they, like, shit like a dog and pee on a newspaper.
And then you got the people who get into the pony play.
And that's straight people.
Yes. Riding each other, sharing their horse.
You fuckers are weird sometimes. And they think we're weird.
Yeah, we are, man.
They think we're weird just because we dress up weird.
Well, what about the, it's either the Japanese or Chinese who are into whatever they call it, where they vomit on each other.
Oh, that's rum and candles. That's what it's called.
I've also heard it be called scat. I think it's called, or it's labeled as scat video, scat porn.
Yeah, that's where they shit.
Yeah, that's shit.
Ooh, shitty. That's a shitty porn.
So
the one though that
go ahead.
The one that freaks. Sorry.
Go ahead.
The one that freaks me out the most though is the one where they dress up like stuffed animals, like animals, and just sit there and rub on each other.
Oh.
I want.
Those are called.
What
furries.
Do they call that?
Furries.
Furries?
Yeah.
They dress up like stuffed animals?
Yeah, like one's a bear and one's a possum and they start fucking.
So you could also be like a smoothie troll doll and rub your smoothies together?
No, you actually have to be an animal.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to be an animal.
They had an episode on CSI of that because the guy dressed up as a raccoon, his girlfriend dressed up as like a cat, and then he killed the possum because the possum runs through their trash and is just skank. Because a possum's like the lowest thing in the world.
Okay, do they actually like just rub each other? Or do
no, they
actually
have sex.
Oh, wow.
It's a big ball. They just lay all on the floor and caress each other. It's weird, man.
I guess that's...
I mean, not to label it, because I imagine there's probably some sexual activities out there that other people would find weird that I do, but
give us an example.
An example.
Yeah, give us an example of what you like to do. And I'll tell you if it's good or not.
Tell me if it's good or not, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see here. I have a serious fascination with putting fruit inside of a vagina.
Ooh. And eating it out?
Not so much.
Oh, yeah, yes. Putting bananas. Matter of fact, a girl that I dated for a little while that Gina got to meet, Melissa, you remember her?
I think so.
The real tall one? Yeah. She, me and her, we went to Ozfest together with Gina, matter of fact, and the night before we went to Ozfest, we were having some fun, and I went and bought some cherries, and I had one stuck up inside of her for about 45 minutes. It took us forever to get that damn cherry back out.
You know what? Tina really
what?
Thinks that you should use a banana on her, and then you could call her the banana pudding panty girl.
Like, a banana is like, that's like the first thing people think of. I'm trying to go for stuff that people would, you know, like strawberries. You gotta stay
a
away
star
from
fruit.
Too,
how about a kiwi?
A watermelon.
Advice to the listeners. Here's some advice to the listeners. Stay away from citrus. Lemons, oranges, anything that has citric acid in it.
That shit's funny. It's
pretty.
That gets it a little bit too clean, huh?
Yes. Probably burns, too.
Is he still there? Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am. I'm giving you a second.
Well, you know, technically a tomato is a fruit. You stick a tomato up there.
So I guess you could use like cherry
tomatoes.
But that's
citric, though. That has acid in it.
Yeah.
But you could just use ketchup. It's okay. Ooh, but then that would be like the time of the month kind of situation.
I know, right?
Are you into that?
Yeah. I got my Red Wings. It wasn't something that I was born to.
Oh, God.
I wasn't informed. I don't even think she knew it was a big surprise for her too.
When you came up and kissed her and she tasted her own pussy blood.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're bleeding.
Sometime before, I was messing around with a woman that had a clit ring, and I'd gotten my tongue piercing, my stud, stuck on it, and it ripped a little bit. So, originally, that's what I thought it was the second time that had happened. I thought I'd cut my tongue again. So, when she noticed I had blood on my chin, she goes, "You're bleeding." She said it to me, "You're bleeding." So, I went to the mirror, and I looked, and I checked myself out. There was nothing wrong with me. I wasn't bleeding from my tongue anywhere inside my mouth. By then, I'd come back out, and she had run out of the room. She left. So I went looking for her, and I found her in the bathroom, and she was in there crying, and she told me she'd went on her time of the month, and I was like,
yummy.
You've already got me there. We need to finish.
Oh, that's nice.
If you can walk through mud, you can fuck through blood.
Oh, God.
Have
that's
a bloody
gross.
Good time.
Oh.
Yeah, bloody good time. Get the fuck out of here.
No, thank you.
So, what's my grade? Is it good or not?
Well, I'm really not... I like fruit, but I'm really not into pussy, so I say it's a C. You're alright.
A B. That's alright. That's above average.
No,
C.
A
C?
Yeah. I'll give you a B, because that's pretty good.
C for cock.
You caught me in the middle of a cough, man.
I'll catch you in the middle.
Well, then I guess technically on the Ricky and Gina show, that's the highest grade you can get is a C.
No, a D. That's dick.
Yeah. A BC.
No,
an
A is an ass.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
A B is balls. Ass, yeah, balls,
whole,
cock,
whole new
dick,
system.
Fuck. Maybe we need to start grading things.
I know, right?
The Ricky and Gina grading system.
That's right.
Where A is not always so good.
That's right. Where F is, well, you really have fun. F is for fun. Yay.
That might have worked for Ina's in West Virginia.
Oh, God. Poor guy.
I had a question. For you guys, one that I haven't had a chance to ask Gina, so I'm going to go ahead and hit both of you guys over there.
Oh,
listeners, your listeners, do any of them come from those states or areas where certain sexual acts are prohibited by law, like oral sex, anal sex?
Gays okay in Virginia. Oral sex is
Virginia?
Against the law there.
So he's breaking the law every
and
day.
And any other sexual act other than missionary style is illegal.
Figures.
I think it's the same thing in New Jersey. That's where Rui Cup is.
Really?
Because they're both commonwealths.
I'm breaking the law every day.
Not me.
I'm talking about them.
Criminal.
I wish I could break the law every
That's
day.
That's what I'm saying. Shut up. Bend me over.
It's hard to find somebody in Lakeland.
A redneck state.
So, Angel, are you a firm believer that a six-pack can make a guy gay for a few hours?
Am I a firm believer that a six-pack can make a guy gay for a few hours? I'm going to say that if he has gay tendencies in him, or, well, it's not tendencies, that'd be incorrectly used. If he has any...
curiosities.
What is it? Curiosities, there's that perfect word.
Gay juice is going through his body.
If he has anything going in his mind that has to do with that, the alcohol most definitely will allow him to be gay for those few hours. Yes.
And so blame it on the alcohol.
Do you have any connections for me?
Actually, I know.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's their names?
You got a pen and paper?
I'm
not going to disclose their names on here, but there I do know of two Puerto Ricans and
that's right.
And of one Mexican that are gay. All three of them are gay, and I know of a crossdresser.
No, thank you.
Gay. No crossdressers.
No, but the
they
three
do tend to.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, they do tend to be a little bit more... I don't want to label them, because, you know, I'm almost absolutely certain there are a few cross-dressing listeners, but they are... you have to be prepared for a relationship, I would have to say, with a cross-dresser, just by the few that I've met, and by the one that actually came after me.
Ooh, stop talking about China like that.
No, not talking about China. I don't even know if I even brought this up to China. It was about maybe 2 years ago, I think it was. I met her, and see, that right there.
Yes, you did.
Sometimes too, because it's like she liked to be called her all the time. You just don't do that though when you see, because when you see her as a woman, then she can pull it off definitely. But dressed as a man, it doesn't come natural to say her when you see her.
Yeah, true.
So the three Latino guys, are they in Lakeland?
Yes. The two work at the same place I work, and the Mexican. It's been a while since I've seen or heard of him, but I know he still lives around here because he's related to some friends of mine and they talk about him all the time, so I know he's still in town.
So you probably don't want to give too much information with the guys that you work with, but are they like bears? Are they burly?
Really, I really don't know. You know, we have a uniform code at where I work at. We have to keep our clothes on. The one though, if you were to judge him by his arms and what sticks out beneath his shirt, then yeah, I would have to say he probably is a bear.
What about what sticks out beneath his pants?
No comment on that one, so I guess he doesn't know.
Or he's looked and he's just ashamed to say it.
No. I've already not passed through my uncertainty stage. That's past and gone. I know I'm straight. I'm sorry to all those who don't find my voice attractive.
I think it's attractive.
Yeah, I do confuse a lot of people like that. I'm one person by phone and another in face.
So I'm thinking maybe a 12-pack would work on you.
I don't know. You might want to step up to tequila or something, because...
whatever it takes. Shit, I don't care. I'll buy it.
Dom Perignon? Like, hey, let's
get some. Those who have complained, though, listener-wise, I want to take the time real quick to apologize. I personally haven't had a chance to hear any of the episodes where I've been brought up, but if I have been... I'm here now, and I will most definitely try to come on a lot more often. This is a great experience.
Well, we've really never called you by your name. We just called you the Heavenly Body.
Yes, because we didn't know if you were coming on as yourself or someone else.
So we just called you the Heavenly Body.
So anytime you hear one that we talk about, you know, the heavenly thing, then
does that make you feel hot and special?
I'm sweating.
Are you sweating for Jesus? Or are you sweating for Jesus?
Yes.
Well, I'm sweating for Jesus.
Or Yeshua.
This one's kind of run long.
Yes, I know. I guess we're going to have to, as much as fun as this, I think we'll have to go quick, because I still got to edit this shit and put it up tonight. And we're at 30-something minutes, so...
That's with him.
Yeah,
we
that's
still
just
have
with you.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Of another.
Yeah, so it's like, fuck.
So did I outlast the TNA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like double All TNA. Right. Almost.
You're like double
TNA. Dominating guest on the show.
Huh?
I said dominating guest on the show.
Are you into that?
Yeah, slightly. I have my moods. Sometimes I like to be in charge. Sometimes I like to, you know, listen. Or, what is it? Submit. There we go.
Ooh. Oh, so she's like, suck my toes, bitch, and you would do it?
Yeah. The right plumbing would get me to do it.
I'm thinking a 12-pack. Well, Angel, thank you for being on the show.
We're
glad that
you
finally made it on. And we'll most definitely have...
No problem.
You'll actually have to be in the same room as us, so what probably what will happen is you'll be here and I will just be like,
yeah, he will be.
I'll just be looking at you.
That's right. He'll be drooling.
Do you have any pictures, Dino, that I can look at?
I don't believe so.
Oh. Could you send one to our post office box? Signed, I love you, Ricky.
And just make sure that whenever you do, that you have a shirt that has a collar that comes all the way to your neck.
Yeah.
Because we don't want him to see your hair and get all just, you know, where he can.
Are you hairy? You're a hairy Latino guy?
Yeah, I am. Mexicans? Mexicans are, well, at least in my family, they are fairly chest-worthy haired.
Ooh. How tall are you?
I'm not that tall. I am a giant among men in Mexico, but here in the United States, I'm under average. I'm 5'7".
And how much do you weigh?
Currently, I think 240. I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy.
Oh, my favorite.
Okay, we're
going to have... Can you, like, put yourself in a box and mail you to 321 Imperial Boulevard?
And when you do come
over
here...
Delivery man?
Huh?
What's that? I said dressed as a taco delivery man?
Oh, you can give me taco-flavored kisses.
We'll just have to make sure that when you do come on the show and you're in the same room, we're going to have to, like, tie him down or put a barrier or something. Give him a bib so he doesn't drool all over
you himself. You can put up a wall like President Bush wants to do to block from all the Mexicans to come in. Asshole.
Yeah. Yes. So
it'll give me a chance to come up with theories on how to tear it down. I don't think. A quick thing on Bush. Bush needs to let it go. His own brother is married to a Mexican. He just needs to chill out. His views on illegal immigration. I understand. You know, if I owned this, if I was the leader and commander of this country, of course I wouldn't want people just coming in, and doing whatever they wanted. But at the same time, he needs to understand. The two countries have been neighbors since the planet existed. My ancestors, you know what I'm saying, have been on this land just as long as, or even longer than his ancestors. So, get rid of the borders, you know what I'm saying? Get rid of the borders. Let us do the jobs that Americans don't want to do. Let us build the buildings that people want to live in. Let us do what we're meant to do, you know what I'm saying? Our race is meant to work.
Amen.
But yeah, not to get too political.
Oh, I shouldn't say amen because I'm really not a religious person. That's what can I say?
Hell yes.
Fuck yeah, man.
Hell yeah, dude. I fire it. So into it.
So I think, are we ending the show this time?
We probably need to because we're at 40 minutes,
which now is an hour and 7 minutes or something.
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to say anything to the listeners before you leave, Angel?
This is my first time, not my last. Been completely surprised by how much fun I'm having on the show. I hope you guys enjoy it. Download as much as you possibly can from there because, you know, we don't never know when we'll be forced to come to an end with some of the things that we talk about.
Oh, there's never an end.
No, right? It's never ending.
Well, who knows? We might hit that subject, and Bush might get a little upset about it.
but you don't know my story. You'll have to listen to the episode about the Secret Service and all that stuff that happened with me. So
but yeah, this is a lot of fun. It was nice talking to you, Ricky. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, John. Just wait until it's in person. Sure.
I know he's just so verklempt over here. He's like
my pants are a little tight, if you know what I mean.
He's getting happy in his special area.
And now, well,
hope to do this again soon.
Most definitely.
You guys have a great evening, and you know, have fun. Take it easy.
Alrighty.
Thank you for being on the show.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. No problem.
Bye.
Bye. Take it easy.
Bye. Okay, so this is it. We're leaving. Goodbye.
Bye. Visit Foul Monkeys. Yeah. Go to iTunes. Do all that bullshit. Blah, blah, blah. You know the rules.
Yada, 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 yada. Fuck y'all.
I'm so bored, Falcor. Is anything going on tonight?
Oh, nothing, Atreyu. Nothing.
What's Bastion up to?
And then the boy took a big crap. Hey, I'm taking a big crap.
Wow! Everyone in Fantasia's doing nothing! It's like we've been hit by a nothing storm! I think it's time for a never-ending party! Those look like big, strong hands. Can you open it for me? Bring it all over me.
Party is ending right now.
Westside. Never in the